Jimmy Johnson won his first of seven championships in 2006. The 10-race playoff system at the time was called the Chase. Jimmy had a solid regular season that year, but thought his championship bid was over in the first race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
Oh, into the wall, Jimmy Johnson. Hard lick, right front corner, straight into the safer barrier. A hard lick for the number two man in Nextel Cup points. Jimmy Johnson in the wall, and he has torn the Lowe's Chevrolet to pieces.
It's hard to remember all the emotions at that point in time, but when I look back on it now, I would say that was a year or a chase when our momentum was taken away from us. And it kind of pulls back into the other question where, you know, can you overthink things? And we were pretty much down and out after the first race and felt like the way the season had gone up to that point that a top 10 average was going to win the championship. And it's been that way since, really. A top 5 average has kind of been the need to win. So we could have easily given up or taken a negative approach or had, you know, sour grapes, whatever it was, and just didn't look at things the right way. But we didn't. We stayed in our world. We kept it simple, and we tried to collect points, and we kept fighting through each and every event. And then just maybe when we've probably had some good things going for us, Talladega happened and knocked us back down.
Here's Jimmy Johnson. Final time down the back straightaway. Johnson dives to the bottom. They make contact. Johnson around. Earnhardt around. Sliding and slamming down on the inside lane. Brian Vickers leads the pack to three.
After the crash at Talladega, Jimmy was eighth in the season standings with 6 races to go. But the 48 team regrouped by posting 5 consecutive top 2 finishes, including a win at the Martinsville Speedway.
For the 5th time this year, Jimmy Johnson goes to victory lane. He'll score a victory for the 2nd time in his career here at Martinsville Speedway, taking the Subway 500.
When it was all said and done, Jimmy Johnson had finished 56 points ahead of 2nd place Matt Kenseth.
Jimmy Johnson is going to be the 2006 NASCAR Nextel Cup Series champion.
Momentum was really against us in the 2006 season, and it took other teams making mistakes to let us back in. And that's at times we think the chase, it's a given that certain drivers are going to perform week in and week out, and it's a two-guy breakaway or a single-car breakaway. You just don't know. You've got to go run the race. You know, when you have 400 or 500-mile races, all the variables and moving components to a race with all the other cars and your mechanical issues or flat tires, I mean, you can't give up, and that's what 2006 was about for a race team.
This has been 48 Stories with Jimmy Johnson.